I Love a Mystery and the Temple of Vampires.
Jack, shut that door. They're coming after us.
It won't close. I don't know how to work it.
Well, keep your flashlight on him when I get my 45.
Get ready to let him have it. Look out, Doc. Stand back.
What's that noise, Jack?
It's the door. The door's descending. Get back now.
What do you know about that? You got it just in time.
I didn't shut it.
No. I closed it.
Hey, who said that?
I, Manuel, say that.
Hello, Manuel. We were looking for you.
So?
Yeah. Where are you?
No, do not turn around. Put your hands above your head.
Well, roll me over, vampire, with a gun in his hand.
No much.
Where? Can't see a thing with his flashlight off.
To your left, you will see a crack of light.
Yeah, you're sure right about that. Over there, Jack.
You will go towards it.
Sure.
When you come to the door, enter.
Well, I'm a foot-high exclamation point.
Yeah, quite a room.
A doggone palace.
Jack, Doc, you come in.
And if it ain't our little friend, Sonny.
Oh, I'm so glad.
What you doing over yonder in the shadow?
I'm tied up.
Now, look, Manuel, is that any way to treat a female guest?
Keep your hands up.
Oh, sure.
Are you two prisoners, too?
Well, Manuel's got a horse pistol stuck in our backs, if that's what you mean. Hey, what's going on?
The door is closed. No, we will not be disturbed. I will have your weapons.
Sure, help yourself.
Thank you. There. Now you.
Talking to me?
See. Si. You will back over here to me.
Anything you want.
You are kind. You have only one gun?
That's all.
Good. Then you may both sit down.
Take our arms down?
See? Si.
Thanks. I just can't be friendly with my hands up over my head.
Please, you will sit down.
Why not?
Yeah, I haven't had a good look at you. Hey, where'd you get that shiner?
Shiner?
Well, I blamed if you haven't got a good old-fashioned American black eye.
Oh, the eye.
Ain't that something? Where do you suppose he got that, Jack?
I gave it to him.
You did sure enough, Sonny.
Yes, and that's not all he got either. Try to make love to me, will he?
Will you listen to the girl?
Sonny, are you all right?
If you think I'm not, just untie me and give me another chance at that South American gigolo.
Well, what you know of fighting females?
See, she is bad one. I tie her up in self-defense.
Well, I wish you'd stop pointing the gun at my stomach.
It will not go off so long as you are quiet.
And what's supposed to happen now?
You ask that after what you have seen?
What's that supposed to mean?
You have invaded the sacred places of the vampires.
You're not kidding them, Manuel. And, fella, was I glad when that door come down between us and them.
No man has ever seen the sacred vampires and lived to tell it.
We saw them and we're still alive.
Ah, yes. But not for long.
Hey, Sonny. Have you seen Manuel's chicken yard?
Chicken yard?
He's got a whole room full of vampires next door here.
Real vampires?
Yeah, huge bats, tall as men. Manuel, did you ever get bats as large as that?
See, they are the secret vampires.
Well, you said that before. Where did they come from?
The priests of the temple have bred them for generations. Each generation, they grow a little bigger, a little more savage, a little more rapacious.
And you sacrifice the Indian natives to these creatures?
See, it is not often we have white men to sacrifice. They will like it.
You got another guest coming, Manuel.
So?
I wasn't cut out for no human sacrifices. I'm not the type.
Well, we shall see. And now I will ask you a question.
Shoot.
How did you get into the room of vampires?
Nothing to it. There was a picture of a vampire on the wall. Under it was a loose stone. I took that out.
How did you know there was loose rock? You did not find it yourself.
That's right. That little old Angelina vampire told us.
Angelina tell you?
Yes. She came out in there doing us dirt. I just remembered that, Jack.
Well, remember what?
When Angelina told us how to open that door, she said it would take us to where Manuel had Sonny. Instead of that, we blame Nero did a poker with a bunch of vampires.
Yeah, the old double cross.
You can't trust that Angelina dame, fella. You'll fling her by the hair.
So, Angelina give away secrets of the temple.
Yes, and I'll bet that makes her popular with you.
I do not like Angelina to give away secrets of the temple.
Well, look, Manuel, old kid, we sure enjoy sitting around chatting with you, but how about a little action for a change?
Where is Angelina?
Dead.
Angelina is dead?
That's right.
No, I do not believe Angelina is dead.
Well, she came monkeying around the plane trying to get hold of the boy Hermie. We shot her.
That is very bad thing you tell me.
Well, Manuel, that only goes to show you what happens when you start biting off more than you chew.
The vampires will feast tonight.
You have to keep getting back on that subject. Can you think of anything interesting to talk about?
The flares will be lighted, the drums will roll, and the priests of the temple will parade before the altar all night tonight.
Well, then you'd better get started.
So?
Yeah, it's almost 11:30 right now.
The time has come.
Doggone, he makes a swell villain, don't he, Jack?
I will give you your choice. Either of you will go into the room of vampires first.
You mean we get to draw straws?
Who will go first?
Well, how about us going in together?
No. No, one at a time.
Okay, then how about me?
Doc, you fool, he means it.
Take it easy, sonny. Nothing's going to happen to me.
I know, but what's going to happen?
Listen, sugar. An old gypsy woman one time told me I was born to be hung. But how can I be hung if I get gnawed on by a vampire?
Jack, don't let him go.
Been sitting down so long, mind if I stretch? There. Ah, now I feel better.
You do not play tricks. This gun is dangerous.
Oh, sure. Ready, Jack?
Yeah.
Well, what we doing now, Manuel?
You see that bare portion of wall?
I see it.
Well, when I pull this rope, a door will appear.
No kidding.
See, the minute it opens, you step through.
And then what?
The door closes, and you are in a room of vampires.
You don't say. Just as simple as that.
Do not hesitate, or I shoot you where you stand.
Don't you worry none about that. Once I start, I don't never hesitate.
It is well. You are ready.
Get him, Jack.
Oh, right.
Now, you got him, Jack? Ugh. Nice going, Jack. Out like a light.
You got his gun?
Yeah, and here's yours, mine.
Good. Put up quite a battle.
Oh, golly, that was swell. It was marvelous.
How are you doing, Jack?
Go untie Sonny while I tie up this goon.
Doggone pleasure.
Oh, Doc, it's so good to see you, boy.
Don't hit me no more, huh?
I could hug you to death.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Untie me, you fool.
Yeah. Reckon that would help.
I never saw anything like it, the way you boys work together.
You mean that teamwork we used on Manuel?
Yes, it was so fast I could hardly tell what was happening.
Uh-huh. There's your feet. Stand up, I'll untie your hands.
Oh, you'll have to help me.
Up you come.
Oh, my legs are asleep.
Sit down on the edge of this chair. Swing your legs.
Uh-huh. Doc, what did happen?
When?
I was watching when you were standing up and Manuel had his gun pointed at you. The next thing I knew, you were on the floor and Jack was on top of Manuel.
Sure, simple, but it works. Got him to concentrate on me. Jack didn't look dangerous sitting down. Then I dropped to the floor. Jack goes into action. Two fellas in action at the same time makes the gunman awful nervous. He don't know where he's at for a minute, and by that time, it's too late.
Well, all right, what's going on over there?
Hi, Jack.
Well, what are you doing, telling her your life story?
There's your hands free.
Oh, good. I was afraid I wasn't ever going to see you boys again.
You all right?
Oh, yeah, except I'm a little wobbly.
You'll get the kinks out in a little. Got Manuel all sewed up?
Yeah, it's not a get out of this place. I haven't the slightest idea how to open the door leading out to the ledge.
Oh, I know. I watched him open and close the door several times.
All right, good. Show us.
All right. Oh, golly.
Well, gotcha.
Legs won't hold you?
Oh, pins and needles.
Still numb, huh? Come on, I'll help you.
Oh, Jack, do you see that piece of tapestry on the wall?
Yeah.
Right behind it, there's a rope. Pull on it.
That opens the door?
Yes. Oh, I just got to sit down, Doc.
No, sir. Keep moving around. That's the only way to get circulation going.
Oh, you want to torture me.
There she comes. She's opening. All right, come on.
Here, Jack. How about his Royal Highness here?
All right, let him stay there. Here, I'll take your other arm.
Oh, thanks.
All right, out you go.
Where are you taking me?
Well, back across to the other ledge.
Yeah, Reg, you'd be wondering what's become of us.
Wait a minute.
Huh? What's the matter?
You mean I've got to swing across that rope?
It's the only way to get back.
Oh, no, I can't.
But, Sonny, you've got to.
Please, you go on and leave me here.
Leave you here?
Yes, anything, but don't make me...
Hey, what are you talking about?
I can't. I tell you, I can't.
Oh, so you're going to go female on us again?
Doc, I'm sorry.
Just a plain female woman can't take it.
But that horrible nausea, 50 feet up in the air. Oh, I think I'm going to be sick.
Well, I'm doggone if I ain't ashamed of you, Sonny.
I can't help it.
All right, that's enough of this. Take her arm, Doc.
No.
Come on.
I won't. Let go of me.
Hang on to her, Jack.
Sonny, stop it.
Let go. I hate you. No.
Why, you... Hey, Jack, she's going limp.
Yeah, she's faded.
Now, wouldn't this be a nice killer?
Yeah, that's just as well. Stay with her while I go get a piece of rope.
Sonny, I'm plumb disgusted with women throwing a fit and going limp on us. What gets into a woman anyway? And me figuring out one day hitching up to one of them. Honest to Christmas. I'm beginning to think Jack's right.
Doc?
Hey, Jack, what's the matter?
Quick. Get to the ledge. The vampire bats are out.
The bats? Running around loose? What about Manuel?
He's gone. I left him tied up, and now he's gone. And the bats are coming this way.